Representatives of two political parties and the independent presidential candidate that took part in the GBC presidential debate have commended the state broadcaster for giving their presidential candidate the platform to sell their vision to Ghanaians. Speaking to Ibrahim Kwating on GBC's current affairs program, Decision Time, the representatives were of the view that, unlike the IEA debate, candidates addressed the specific questions thrown at them. First, the chief strategist of Jacob Osei Yeboah campaign team, Kofi Chum Berma.
Fantastic. And I raise my hands for GBC entire management. And we need more of this. This is true democracy. It was a bigger platform. It engulfed almost everybody. Compared to the IEA, it was only a hype. They only were hyping the two, you know, core car. They are just encouraging the core car, NPP, NDC. The one that happened yesterday and is going to happen again on next Monday, the 19th, it's a bigger platform which engulfed. And we touched on various issues that has confronted every Ghanaian today. Over there, they said, oh, Kufuor did well, Muhammad didn't do well. That is not the way to run a country. What GBC did yesterday is a true approach to solving the problem confronting Madagascar.
Before you came in, I heard you in a tete-a-tete with the chief strategist, and you were saying that the MPP and the NDC are the rabble rousers. I just overheard you guys in that discussion. Chief strategist, why?
Well, because we hear this on a daily basis. If you listen to any radio station throughout the country, all you hear is MPP, NDC. Co-car. Ghana has over 1,000 years of developmental deficit. You know it and I know it. It's not me saying it. You know it. There's everywhere you look, it's filth everywhere, which is unacceptable.
Paco Akon represents the Progressive People's Party.
We in the Progressive People's Party would also want to thank GBC for taking the lead. We know in some jurisdiction, if you take the UK for example, that is the state broadcaster, that is the BBC, that takes the lead in such debates. And if GBC has realized the need for such debates, we think there is another, and we salute them for showing the way. We hope that other state-owned organizations like the NCC will live up to their constitutional mandate and provide equal platform for everybody.
Dr. Pakwesi Indum, it's been jobs.
When it comes to Dr. Pakwesi Indum and what he did on the platform last, we are all witnesses. I'm sure millions of Ghanaians watched the show last night. And Dr. Indum was very emphatic. He provided answers to all the questions that he was being asked, specific answers as to how he will deal with the matter of education, healthcare, energy, and jobs. Dr. Indum clearly stated that a PPP administration will bring the economy back home.
Well, this is what a representative of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Frederick Dadzi, had to say.
This platform was the best. It was better than the IEA platform. The reason why I'm saying this is that the issues that were discussed were issues that Ghanaians want to hear. It wasn't just an Olympic between the NPP and NDC throwing tantrums at each other, but this was well-thought discussions that touched the people of Ghana. And we are really grateful for this platform, because if we are talking about democracy and we are sidelining other political parties, then we are even going against the constitution of Ghana.
Why should Ghanaians give the GCPP demand?
I want to repeat this and hammer this again. We are all talking about the concept of domestication. If we go through all the things that all the political parties are saying, they are talking about the concept of domestication. And nobody can do it better than the person who crafted it, the GCPP, the Great Consolidated Popular Party. Vote for Dr. Henry Latte.
Those were views of two representatives of political parties and the only independent presidential candidate in the 2012 election that took part in the first ever GBC presidential debate.
The four presidential aspirants who were excluded from the recent IEA debate yesterday had a chance to spell out their policies on the GBC debate platform. They answered questions bordering on the economy, social intervention, education, agriculture, among others. On the economy, their independent candidate, Joseph Osei Yeboah, stated his government will expand the rural economy to boost agriculture production. He also noted that his government will enforce laws that will prioritize local interests, especially in commerce, to provide leverage for Ghanaians.
We have three sectors of economy in all Africa nations. We need to make sure that we expand the rural economy of those in the traditional sector. And I would want to come out with a practical way of going about that. Let's assume that we're talking about the farming community. What we need to do, and that is an advice that I gave to one MP, that you're coming from a farming area. What stops you to join forces with the chiefs? so that you pick up the lands of the individual farmer and use them as a share, so that you can develop a business plan for a particular farm produce, let's say maize. And then you can use the skills and the knowledge that you have to look for market for such a produce outside. Then what you can do is that you have to employ the same people within the community to work in the farm. And on monthly basis, they can have ends meet. And then at the end of the day, looking at the profit, you can share the profit in the form of the dividends based on the sizes of the land that they contributed towards that farm. The ripple effect of that is that that rural economy is going to improve. People are going to have daily ends meet, and very soon you see people building up stores here and there. And day in and day out, the rural community will enjoy and begin to enjoy life. We are in a nation whereby we have foreigners competing with our own local people. What we need to do is to make sure that the laws as enshrined in our constitution and on our land are actually enforced to protect our own people. Ghana is a consuming economy. Though we are supposed to move into the area of producing, we've not done that because of abysmal leadership, because we've not been able to transform the natural resources that God has given us.
UFP's presidential candidate Kwesi Adai-Odike said his government will create a competitive private sector which will not countenance any foreign influence.
My focus areas to improve upon the economy is to enhancing the private sector to be competitive enough in the global market, as well as embarking on agrarian revolution to make sure we have modernized agriculture. I will also make sure we mobilize the natural resources in this country and develop it. I'll make sure foreign direct investment in this country will be channeled into production sector, so that Ghanaians will have the freedom to do their small-scale businesses without any interferences. A conservative government will not allow, tolerate or countenance this kind of nefarious investors who only come here to undermine our development agendas. I'll make sure we utilize everything and add value to our mineral and natural resources, especially our farm produce. And when we are able to make sure that we process majority of our natural and mineral resources here for export and for local consumption, we are going to have food security and our people will be able to pay their taxes.
Dr. Papa Kwesi Indum of the PPP stressed the need to create more jobs to enhance the well-being of Ghanaians.
The economy under President Papa Kwesi Indom will be operated with a single purpose vision to create jobs, jobs, jobs. We cannot put food on the table if we are going to continue to be exporters of raw materials. No economy has improved. No people have prospered when the economy is based on exporting raw materials. And therefore, we want to bring the economy back home by transforming the raw materials that we have, the gold that we have, the cocoa that we have, and others that exist. Transform them so that we can create jobs. And you also work with discipline.
Dr. Henry Latte of the GCPP said his government will build on the current macroeconomic climate, which he described as enhanced. The GCPP will pursue a solar energy agenda.
The economy has been brilliant. For the last 25 years, all successive governments have tried to do well. And the last 3 years, it's been fantastic. Macroeconomics has been kept at very, very good. Every government is judged by macroeconomics. Right now, they've laid the foundation. The infrastructure development that will come in will help. But it's important to help Ghanaians first. Ghana first. If we don't help our Ghanaians, how are we going to succeed? We need to be able to give Ghanaians the Ghana economic empowerment. Give them security to be able to have money to do business. I know most Ghanaians want to run a business. If you give them the money, they'll work. They'll make more money for Ghana than what we gave them.
Dr. Henry Latte of the GCPP.
The presidential candidate of the Progressive People's Party, Dr. Papa Kwesi Indum, says providing access and ensuring free and compulsory quality education for kindergarten to senior high school is what a PPP-led government will embark upon when given the nod. Dr. Indum said this during a presidential debate of what the various political parties will do to improve quality education. The debate was organized by GBC for political parties that did not have the opportunity to present their policies to the electorate on the last IEA platform.
We are talking about access to quality education for every Ghanaian child. Yes, we say free, but the important element is the compulsory aspect. That is what other political parties don't want to talk about. I'm restraining myself from mentioning names, but let me say so. The NDC doesn't want to talk about compulsory. The MPP doesn't want to talk about compulsory.
Nobody else wants to talk about the compulsory element, but that's what our constitution says. When the compulsory element is there is a responsibility of government to build more schools. So access, why? It is already in there. When it is compulsory, then every child, girl, will go. Blind will go. Handicapped, of any type, will go.
The presidential candidate of the Great Consolidated Popular Party, Dr. Henry Lati, believes building more schools, both at the primary and tertiary levels, to improve access without compromising quality, is the way to go.
Free education is good for all Ghanaians, but I find that from the kindergarten level, it's not been properly taken off. A lot of people who have not been able to go to junior secondary schools. That has to be sorted out. More schools have to be built, and then teachers have to be given more training. We should build more training colleges to be able to have more teachers so that the people to teacher ratio should come down. If you are teaching 100 people, a teacher is very difficult. But if you can bring it down to 30, then more people will get more quality education. In addition, the technical and vocational should also be improved. We should highlight those areas. Also, we should look at where we want to go in Ghana. What sort of factories do we want to build? What sort of scientific things do we want to do? We have to build it into our educational system to make it very, very good and quality.
The independent presidential candidate, Jacob Oseyebua, said he will restructure the Ministry of Education by aligning it with the Ministry of Trade and Industry to build the skills of the youth.
We need to restructure our ministry. We have Ministry of Education and Sports, and then we have Trade and Industry. What we need to do is for us to have Ministry of Education and Industry, whereby the output of our education will feed into the skill gaps of our industry, so that the students coming out of school will know that these are the skill gaps that they are supposed to fill. Now, when we're talking about quality, quality comes from the end product of our education, depending on the psyche of the child or the student who are schooling. You might have a student sitting in air condition with all the facilities, but that student will fail. Whereas there might be another student studying under a tree, and that student at the end of the day will pass. So there's something fundamental. As someone who attended an elementary school, yes, and to an early primary, over there, because the teachers were motivated, I stood tall with those who attended the international school.
The presidential candidates of the United Front Party, UFP, Kwejo Adai Odige, for his part, said mainstreaming technical and vocational training will be the focus of his government.
We are also going to ensure that technical and vocational studies becomes the center stage of our educational system, because it is where the what we call middle class manpower derives its distinction from. Our current educational system nurtures only professionals and employees. I could say they will declare that administration is going to inculcate entrepreneurship into our curriculum, so that our children, when they graduate from schools, will not seek the formal sector to be employed, but rather they will be skillful enough to take up entrepreneurship challenges and then go to the private sector so that the economy will expand.
The presidential candidate of the UFP, Kwesi Adai Odige.